listening to Blog Talk Radio, and this is David Grossman here, and the show is Real Estate Edge. Welcome. We're delighted to have you with us. I have a terrific guest today. His name is Harry Stinson. If you haven't heard of him, Harry Stinson is an iconic developer. He has been around for a few years. He started off in Toronto, very well known for his work on the Candy Factory lofts, which Toronto Life magazine said it was one of the top 10 events, most important events in the city. So very key in contributing towards the development and revitalization of the downtown core in Toronto. This was followed up by a string of high-profile developments, including the High Park Lofts, the Graphic Arts Building, One King West, just to name a few. And more recently, Harry Stinson has been developing real estate in Hamilton. Harry, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hello. Thank you.
So, Harry, tell us, what's the allure of Hamilton? What's happening in Hamilton these days, and why are you developing real estate there?
I'm developing real estate in Hamilton because the timing is right. You know, I spent most of my life in Toronto, but a few years ago, one had the sense, and this was a few years ago, we're thinking, you know, the prices here, the numbers are starting to get, they're starting to get squary, scary. You know, how do you make a profit when you're already paying $600, $700, $800 a square foot? Where is it going to go from here? When will it stop? How do you make cash flow on properties that you're spending so much money on? And I got to question that, and I've always prospered in markets that were difficult because there's more opportunity, and Hamilton is a geography, is a location that is starting to come alive, really is the last frontier in Ontario where you can get in and you're not getting it at an inflated price. You can cash flow, you can see upside, you can make a profit. And the other thing about Hamilton that was interesting is that it is a city with a lot of character. Hamilton, in fact, a century ago in the early 20th century, was a larger city and more economically prosperous than Toronto. And so as a result of that, Hamilton has an inventory of historic buildings, of grand old buildings, which Toronto is, although it has, you know, they're picked over. They're gone, they're sold, they're not available. That's what I do, is restore old buildings. So I came to Hamilton because there were some interesting buildings, but then this sort of karma-like event happened, and I found out about a property called the Stinson School, literally called the Stinson School, on Stinson Street in a neighborhood called the Stinson Neighborhood. And how can you just not be intrigued by something like that? So I came down and ended up buying the property and redeveloping it as lofts, which is the Stinson School. So it's not an ego trip, the Stinson School. It really was called the Stinson School, and it was developed by Ebenezer Stinson in 1830s.
1830, so of course before our time, but that
he's
was
not
definitely
it.
A calling, I suppose. And now you're working on the Gibson, which a building you acquired, I guess, almost a year ago, or maybe a half a year ago. Tell us what's happening with the Gibson. What are your plans?
Well, there's an interesting story to that timing as well. You mentioned that I acquired it about a year ago, and I had actually looked at the Gibson School 3 years ago. And it is in downtown East Hamilton. It is on a street called Barton Street. And Barton Street is in so many ways reminiscent of Queen Street West in Toronto. It was, Queen West was an old industrial abandoned street, you know, empty warehouses, run-down shops and stores, empty retail. We had our lunatic asylum at 999 Queen West. Queen Street West 20 years ago was a pretty dreary place, a pretty unlikely spot to do loft condos. And then I went along and found the Candy Factory itself and redeveloped into loft condos. And within the three-year time of our working on that project, the entire street transformed. And, of course, everybody knows Queen West and King West now is probably the most dynamic condo area in downtown Toronto. High prices, very, very fashionable. But it was a lonely exercise in 1993 when I started working on this project. And here we are in Hamilton, and Barton Street is just the same. It's a street that has became shabby when the industrial element of Hamilton slowed down, because Hamilton is not steel town anymore. Hamilton is universities and medical, health science. Hamilton is all about now contemporary industry, but it has this image of steel town. So it's been missed out. It's been shunned. It's sort of not viewed as a fashionable place because of this hangover image of being that rundown old steel town. I came here and found that, again, it's a contemporary city. So Barton Street felt like Queen Street, felt sort of run down. I looked at it 3 years ago. Gibson School was there. It was available, but I did not see the planets lining up for Barton Street at that time. Then a couple things happened in the last few years. One of them, of course, was the Pan Am Games, part of which is going to be in Hamilton. In fact, the soccer is in Hamilton, and soccer is the world's most popular sport, and it will have the most events of any sport at the Pan Am Game. So the city, in its wisdom, decided to renovate the old Iverwind Stadium instead of building a new stadium. They were going to build it in the west end of the city 3 years ago. They did a reverse and ended up putting it in the east end and renovating the old one. So Iverwind Stadium became Tim Hortons Stadium, and it is now reopened as quite a grand event stadium just down the street from Gibson School. And because of that, the province decided that they were going to have transportation to the stadium because the main events are in Toronto. So they moved the GO train station onto Barton Street. And the hospital, the Hamilton General Hospital, which is a huge training hospital here, has expanded. It's tripled in size and is in the process of quadrupling in size. It's on Barton Street a few blocks away. And the Centre Mall, which was a very large mall in downtown Hamilton, had hard times. And, you know, retail developers, not residential guys, but the retail guys, the guys who build the shopping malls for Walmart and so on, they do their analytics and they do their numbers. Well, they've just spent $100 million on the Centre Mall on Barton Street, just down the street from us. So I thought, you know, Barton's going to happen. So this school was still there vacant. It had gone through a few owners, and I managed to pick it up because the timing is just perfect now. Barton Street is really going to happen. And so that's going to be the next project. Right time.
Okay, so now, I know you recently announced that people could buy units. They're starting from $99,900.
That's correct. $99,900. That's real, folks.
But under $100,000.
That's starting price, but 100 to 300.
Okay, so I mean, and already you're getting a lot of activity. So if people are interested, they need to move quickly on that. And of course, you do cooperate with realtors. But I know there's a program called the Builder Buyback that we want to talk about, because this is a very unique investment opportunity. And as a mortgage broker, this is something that attracts me too, because it's a mortgage investment and it's RRSP eligible. And we do cooperate with realtors too, or whoever's listening, if you're a potential referral source. Tell us about the Builder Buyback, Harry. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, it's a little different. And to be fair, we haven't officially started sales. We did announce to our own internal list, so you got to be on our list, that we're going to start doing the sales here. And within 10 minutes of sending it out on our email blast, we had people walking into our office at Stinson School saying, okay, I want to buy a unit at the Gibson School. So haven't spent a nickel on advertising, haven't done any media promotion, haven't got a sales office, don't have a model suite, and we have already sold, I would say, 20% of the building. I mean, it's really quite amazing. So that's not really trying to do the sales. The Builder Buyback program came out of our experience at the Candy Factory many years ago. Essentially, it's a guaranteed profit. It's a buyback, literally. You or your client, if you're an agent, buys a unit, signs an agreement to buy a unit at the Gibson School. And we simultaneously, as builder, Gibson Lofts Limited, will sign another agreement to buy it back from you at a guaranteed profit. You will never have to close. You'll never have to arrange an actual closing mortgage. You don't have to deal with tenants. You don't have to deal with financing. It's a guaranteed built-in profit. So let's say you bought a unit for $100,000. We would agree to buy it back for $110,000 or $120,000 or $130,000 for a fixed guaranteed profit on it. Now, that profit is determined by two things. The main one is the amount you actually are investing in, your deposit, shall we say. It isn't a deposit. You are investing directly in the project. So if you had invested $20,000 in the project, you would get a return based on $20,000, which was 10%. If you were investing $30,000, you would get 11%. If you were investing $40,000, you'd get 12%, and so on up to a maximum return of 16% on your money. So your return is tied to the amount you've invested, and that is a fixed amount. So to be very specific, an investment of $20,000, which is equivalent to what you would put down as a deposit, gets you $26,000 over the 3 years. So essentially $7,000, $26,800, so $7,000 profit. If you had invested $30,000, you'd be looking at an $11,000 profit. $40,000, a $17,000 profit. Each one is based on the return, but you're getting a very fixed profit on it. You don't have to close. It's a fixed return. And, of course, the question that comes immediately to mind is, why are they doing this? Like, why would the developer give me a guaranteed profit? You know, and it is a natural question. Well, and I'll tell you exactly why. I've been through this project after project. I'm this masochist who goes out and does something that's sort of leading edge. It's a bit unusual. You know, not everybody lines up and thinks it'll work, but, you know, I go into the candy factory, and what happened there, this is my painful lesson, I took a shot at the candy factory becoming a success. We sold units. But we sold units in 1993, 94, 95, when it was tough, when people didn't really believe. So I was struggling to sell a unit for, say, $179,900, say, $180,000 to $200,000. Those were the real prices, the original prices for the lofts at the candy factory. And we really worked hard to sell them. It was not an easy sale. So fast forward to when people closed on their suites in 96 and 97. Those suites were selling on the market at $400,000 then. And now they're selling for $700,000 and $800,000 at the candy factory. But they had doubled. So I'm looking at a buyer who's walked into my sales office in 93, 94, and they've contracted for, say, $200,000. On closing, I know that thing's worth $400,000. My original buyer, and thank you for believing in us and buying the suite, my original buyer has made $200,000 on that unit. Now, given that the original price was $200,000, you can assume my profit margin on there was maybe $10,000. I've made $10,000, he's made $200,000. That's pretty darn frustrating.
Right. So you've learned from that, but people have an opportunity still to get an incredible upside because you have taken steps to make this an RRSP opportunity.
Oh yes,
with amazing
David.
Returns. I just want to mention that we were promoting this program in the summer, and the highest return was as high as 20. But of course, as the project progresses, and things mature, the return gets lower. So, but it's still
timing
a very generous return. Incredible, between 10 and 16, depending on the amount of money people invest.
Well, that's true, but the irony is we found the lower we made the return, the more people thought it was a safe investment. It's like, okay, folks.
Right.
The lower you went, I'm happy with that too. But basically, yes, we did offers. Now, that is, the RSP element is critical. Because generally, if you're buying a condo as an investment, you cannot use your RSP. You can use your RSP to buy your house. You can use your RSP to do certain things. But you cannot use your RSP generally to buy real estate investment property. The way we have structured the buyback program, you can use your RSP. So if your RSP is currently earning you, 1%, 2%, we can make you 10%, 11%, 12%. And you don't have to take the money. You're not taking it out of your RSP. It happens within your RSP.
Right. So,
now,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, all this is on our website. So, GibsonLofts.com.
Right.
If you go to GibsonLofts.com, there's a really, really nice 3D animation on the building. And there's also a little sort of YouTube-ish infomercial there that explains the program in some detail. So I don't expect you to have memorized what we're babbling about here. You know, go check it out. It actually does give you a pretty good overview of the program itself. That's GibsonLofts.com.
But I wanted to say that I think one of the reasons why there's, a pretty decent profit potential here, as I see it, and you can tell me if I'm on the mark here or not, the building already exists.
Yeah,
I mean it's there. It's sound, and classrooms convert beautifully into these lofts with high
square box,
big
windows.
It's in a residential neighborhood. It's got parking.
Right.
So,
well, parking's not included in the prices, but we do have parking. We've got a big schoolyard.
Right.
It's so different than building in Toronto, where every square inch of ground is, like, claimed. Hamilton, you know, Hamilton's just getting there.
Hamilton is considered by Real Estate Investment Network as one of the top 10. It's in the top one or two, I think, of all Ontario or even Canada, the top investment towns. I want to mention as well, this is a call-in show. We have Harry for a limited amount of time because, Harry, I know you have to leave in approximately 10 minutes. You've got an emergency meeting you have to deal with. But if people are listening and they have questions, they can call in. The call-in number should be on your screen there. If you're listening to the podcast online, the number is 760-539-3241. We do want to hear from you. Of course, Harry said if you want more information about the project, you can go to gibsonlofts.com. You can also call me on all the emails I've been sending to people. If you heard about this podcast through the emails, is my phone number, and I'll connect you with Harry. I just want to mention one thing. If you want to either purchase a unit or get into this incredible builder buyback opportunity, let us know, or let me know, let Harry know that you heard about the program from me, because first of all, we want to know that it works. So we're doing these podcasts,
yep.
And we got a great sign-up list. Nearly 100 people signed up to be on the call, so that's exciting. But we want to know that it works. And also, there'll be a special bonus from me if you do invest or one of your clients. So in addition to the fees that you can earn as a realtor and a referral source for the buyback, you'll get a bonus from me. But you have to let us know, please, in advance. We would really appreciate that. Did I miss anything, Harry?
No, I think we've summed it up well. I mean, key is you're getting a price point here that is incomparable in Toronto. So, I mean, you bear in mind that our prices run from $100,000 to $300,000. $300,000 actually gets you a penthouse at the Gibson School. But for $100,000 to $150,000, you can get a very nice little loft condominium. That's the down payment in Toronto. You know, when you consider 35% or whatever it is mortgage brokers and banks are now looking for on a property, you know, for the price, for what you'd have to pony up just for the basic down payment in Toronto, you can own the whole thing here. So obviously the leverage is similar. You can do two or three of them here. Now, I mentioned the hospital proximity. These are, I won't say they're guaranteed rental program. If you buy them, you know, for sure, there is a very solid portfolio of tenants just down the street, professional tenants. The buyback program is unique. It is not available anywhere else. It is something that we have specifically structured and for various reasons is not likely to be copied. And really, if you look at the history of the buildings that I've done, whether it's Candy Factory or High Park or One King or so on, each one is unique. And when we are in an environment where people are concerned that the market might be, you know, at a peak or it might be a bubble or whatever, historically, buildings like the Candy Factory, buildings like High Park, buildings like Stinson School, they keep their value because they are unique. They are one of a kind, and every suite in the building is a one of a kind. It's actually a safer place to have your money than what we'll call a commodity condo, which, you know, when the market slows down, you got a commodity. There's only one thing you can do, whether it's real estate or pork bellies. You drop your price.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that has attracted me to your projects, Harry, is that these old buildings are really incredible, and they're, you know, great living spaces. I mean, who wouldn't want to live in you know, a loft like that with a nice high ceiling and in a building that has all that character? Harry, tell us a little bit about this developer course that you're offering. I know you've started it, but is there still an opportunity for people
There is. It's a full year course, and it's not inexpensive. But what we're planning on doing in the near future is a day course, a 1 day Developer 101, and essentially it's a crash course in the realities of the development business. And I like to actually call it, you know, why you might not want to be a developer once you figure out what's really involved in it. But what we will be doing on this Wednesday course is, you know, you'll have the finance person, you'll have the architect there, you'll have the builder there, you'll have the marketing person there, you'll have a lawyer there, you'll have people there who are going to give you sort of the highlights of what to watch for if you're going to go into the development business. And it is not, I emphasize this, targeted at someone who wants to build a 100-story tower. It is targeted at the individual doing a small reno, doing a small, say, a triplex or a walk-up or whatever, small retail. It is targeted at the very practical level because there are just so many things that are, you know, are involved in doing a renovation or a small development of any kind. So it's a very practical course. It'll be very inexpensive, probably $99, a one-day course. So if you are interested, please let David know. We'd be glad to have you as part of it. It'll be in the Toronto area, probably at the Conference Center, sometime likely in late March.
Well, that sounds very interesting. I know that the developer course that you're offering with the monthly, the monthly program that you started, one of the cool things there, I mean, it's not inexpensive, but on the other hand, if you do invest in one of your current projects, people
and
basically
free.
Get their money back. At the end of the year.
Yes. But again, if the idea intrigues you, please contact us and we can explain in more detail how it works. But it really is an opportunity to sort of see behind the scenes in the development business. And, you know, it's really, I won't say it's not as glamorous as it looks because there are some exciting elements to it, but it's not as simple as it looks by any means, and especially when you're in a market where, you know, where prices are very high and costs are very high and intensely competitive. The Toronto, the GTA, the most competitive real estate market probably in the world.
If you want to buy a unit or you want to get involved in the builder buyback, if you have a client that you want to introduce to the program, let us know. You can find out more on the website, which is gibsonlofts.com, or you can call me. We'll schedule an appointment. You can. I know I've been down to your office there, Harry, in Hamilton, which is at the Stinson School currently.
That's right.
You guys are always very welcoming, and people, you know, it's a great opportunity to see an idea, to get an idea of what you've done there, because I love the office there in the front of the school.
Right in front of the building. You can see it firsthand. You get a sense of the type of thing we do. We are open 7 days a week. You don't need an appointment. It's 10 to 6. Just come on in. And I know if you're coming down from Toronto, you can't predict the time necessarily. So, you know, just come in if you can. And if you can't, and if you have a client that's interested, we will cooperate. We are very, very cooperative. You can register that client. You can contact us and say that, you know, Joe Blow, the client, will be down on Saturday. Can you take care of him? As long as we know it's your client, we will certainly honor that. We know it's difficult to coordinate coming from Toronto to Hamilton, and we know that clients can be, you know, loose cannons at times. They can be uncontrollable. And we certainly, you know, we would honor your role in it if you have able to steer them our way.
And I know, Harry, I've brought clients up. We've sat down. We had a meeting, and, you know, you've taken your time, explain everything, go through all the paperwork. People can see the whole plan for the Gibson and, you know, go through the whole program to understand it from soup to nuts. So, again, it's gibsonlofts.com or give me a call. My name is on my phone number is on all the emails. I'll send out an email again to everybody shortly, thanking you for all to coming on the call. We're about to wrap up here. And
for any questions
Harry,
David, do you sense? There any questions there on the line? Any callers? Any questions?
Nobody has called in. As people are listening through, there's a link that they could be listening on, and I'm sure there are. Nobody has called in yet. Let's give people one more shot. If you're listening and you want to call and ask Harry a question, the phone number is 760-539-3241. And you can call in and ask any questions you like.
And again, the video is online at gibsonlofts.com. The buyback program video is online. The building is there in 3D animation. We are selling already, informally. There are no model suites. There's no sales office yet. It's just a Simpson School. We will cooperate with you if you are able, if you want to send your clients down. In fact, we have done even agreements by email, because a lot of people just look at it and say, well, you know, for $99,000, like, you know, I'm more worried that they will run, that they won't have any before I get back down there, and that's true. You know, we will run out of those very quickly. And you do have your 10 days under Condominium Act if you buy one. So, anyways, we're glad to hear from anybody, and if you want to just contact us directly, that's fine. You know, just do mention that you heard about it on this program, so we can track it back and just, as David has said, to test the effectiveness.
So we'll know that it's working, and also you'll get an extra bonus for letting us know. So we appreciate that. And
you're gonna
thank
tell
you
me
all
what that bonus is, David.
It's an extra quarter of a point.
It's not a free condo, that's for sure. Okay.
Not a free condo.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Not a free condo.
So there you go. Harry, thank you very much for your time. I know you had a busy day, and you have an emergency to attend to, so we really appreciate it.
Well, it's right here in my office, so, you know, as soon as people start to stomp in for the meeting, I'll deal with it. And so far, the attendance is a bit light, so I'm going to sit tight here and be available as long as you want. And then when they start to give me the evil eye, then I'll just have to put the phone down.
Okay, I'm not sure.
So is there anything else you want to cover for you?
We miss. I mean, we've talked about the growth in Hamilton. You know, the perception was that it was at one time anyway that it was a steel town, and now you mentioned how that's changed. What are the major I know there's a very educated workforce. Tell us about can you tell us about the demographic now in Hamilton? Who's living in Hamilton? Who are the people that are buying?
It's healthcare and education.
Living in
healthcare and education, hospitals, universities. You know, if you look at the statistics on it, it's about 50% of the workforce in Hamilton is in some way related to healthcare or education. It used to be that was steel, but now, in fact, it is about 1% of the workforce related to steel, and in fact, it's now 3 to 4% is related to entertainment and culture. So, you know, 3 to 4 times as many people actually working in the cultural industries as working in steel. I mean, that's a pretty radical change. And, you know, 50 times as many people working in healthcare and education as in steel. So the steel plants are still there. U.S. Steel, which was Stelco, is pretty much, you know, winding down now, and they're even talking about selling their land, which will happen. So that's half of the land will go into completely new development. And Dofasco, ArcelorMittal, is significantly downsized in terms of the space they're using, and it's still active, but, you know, not at the same scale at all. So in the next few years, we will see a geographic enormous change in downtown Hamilton. Downtown East Hamilton, which is sort of downtown West Toronto equivalent, will evolve from an industrial to quite a very different thing. You know, in fact, Vancouver was the same thing. If you look at where Expo was, and there's now all the residential development down there, you see this around the world, that industrial pockets in cities, you know, they hang on and they go through their dreary times, and then something just pushes it over the edge and they radically change. And Hamilton is at that point now where it's going to visually change as well. And then you will see a huge difference in the demographics and in the pricing in this city. And it's pending. And a lot of it has happened because of Pan Am. Because, you know, to accommodate the games, the province has made a dramatic change in the amount of transportation commitment, which pretty much right now ends at Burlington. And you sort of you drive over to Burlington and hop on the GO train, and there's like one or two trains that ever come into Hamilton. But that will change as of this summer. I mean, we're now into 2015. By June of this year, there will be day-long, you know, constant train in and out of downtown Hamilton onto Barton Street where Gibson School is. So, you know, this
what
is
about,
a... This is
what
a,
about culture in Hamilton? I mean, if you want to go to the theater...
everything's here. I mean, there isn't anything you can't do here. The art gallery here is one of the best in the world, actually. And you see major concerts here, and, you know, unfortunately we don't have the NHL team yet, but, you know, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's a million people in the Hamilton-Burlington catch basin. This is not a little town just outside. It's not like, you know, you compare it to, you know, Whitby or Markham or even Vaughan, you know, which are sort of the big suburbs around town, even Mississauga. Hamilton is way bigger than any of them. But it doesn't have that image. It has this sort of, people think of it as this, you know, this sort of little industrial town down the road. It's actually a huge place. And you just have to sort of, you have to, it's surprising, you know.
You were telling me once that there were other cost advantages when you're developing an old building. I don't know if it's strictly for historic buildings or whatever, but there are certain tax advantages and you know, waivers on cost per door or whatever it is. I don't remember. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, one of the benefits that we actually do have in doing historic buildings is that because they're historic buildings, there are many incentives that we get in terms of development charges being waived or reductions in building permit fees. The cities generally do roll out the red carpet when you restore a historic building. So in the case of this building, of Gibson, they'll probably add up to about $1.5 million. And, of course, because they are historic buildings, I'm usually able to acquire them at much lower price points than if it weren't. Because they're, you know, it's a specialty restoring these buildings. It's not the easiest thing to do. You have to have done it before a few hundred times. So the buyers,
now,
you know, I'm not, you know.
If some people are saying, well, you know, it's an old building, you know, it's certainly beautiful and the final product looks beautiful, but what are the risks when you get into developing an old building? Are there any surprises?
There are risks you have not done it before. I've done it often enough that, you know, the surprises aren't really that surprising. You know, if you're doing something the first time you've ever been involved in this, it can be mind-numbing. But when you've done it many times, you sort of anticipate the things that are going to pop up. And at this stage, you know, there really isn't. I won't say we do it in our sleep, but, you know, we're quite used to the surprises because they're sort of normal. We expect them. And in the case of Gibson School, which is the same year, 1914, as the south wing of Stinson School, the same architect, the same city, the same school board, you know, it's just like, it is like a formula. And I'm using trades that are now, you know, in this case, have done an identical building. I mean, it's not surprises at all. It's actually going to be first time I've ever done a project that I would consider to be just a sequel. So this sucker is going to be done in 24 months.
right. And now you've got. I know of a couple of other projects, the mansions, which are across the street from the Stinson School, and you've also got
just,
development you're working on in Niagara Falls, New York.
Yes. Well, that's one I'm really excited about, which is the Hotel Niagara. And it is a historic building. It's a restoration, but I'm keeping it as a hotel. It's not going to be condos.
Right.
It's just going to be one big hotel. And I do have a program for that, but I don't want to confuse people on this program with options. But it is it will be kept as a hotel in the same spirit as One King West, except it's not being sold as condominiums. It's just going to be run with that style.
Okay, so just to summarize, units are for sale now. They launched, they're moving, starting from under $100,000, and you do cooperate with real estate agents, and also the builder buyback, where people can earn a fixed RRSP eligible return. What's the minimum investment size on the builder buyback?
The minimum investment is $20,000. And the maximum return is 16%. So at $20,000, you're getting a 10% guaranteed return. At when you move up 30, 40, 50, 60, It goes up a point, so 11%, 12%, 13%, to a maximum return of 16% within your RSP. So that's a pretty interesting scenario. But again, the best thing to do is to contact us. We will email you out a summary on this. It's only one page, so it's pretty straightforward. It's not complicated.
Right.
And we can do this.
People can do a mixture of cash and RSP, and you'll adjust interest rate accordingly.
Sure, I mean,
so
that's the thing.
They'll receive the benefit of the tax shelter in the RSP.
Absolutely.
Give them a higher return, I guess, on the RSP portion and a lower return on the cash, I assume.
Yeah, we can just, as long as we just, that's a per-person thing. So it's not like you can get four buddies together and put in $125 each and get the top dollar. No, it's per person or per couple, per family, shall we say. Because I have had situations where a wife and a husband have invested and they've collectively, they've taken some out of one RSP, some out of another RSP, some out of a TFSA, some out of a second TFSA, and then the cash to top it up. And they ended up with five different elements, but they've managed to push the return to the 16% top return. And I can then structure it so that the interest is paid primarily into an RSP to tax shelter it.
So it's
we
secured
can work
by
with
a unit
to maximize the return. It is secured by
what's
a unit.
What's the worst
case? Secured. The worst case is that we don't buy it back, that we don't live up to our side of buying it back. In which case, you've got yourself a unit at a very good price because you can discount the interest from the purchase price. So let's say, for example, that you had agreed to buy a unit for, and we tie it to a specific unit. We do this buyback, say, in a unit that was a $150,000 unit, and you had invested $60,000. So you're getting a 14% return. Well, on that, you're making a $30,000 upside on your return. So we would take the $30,000 off the unit. So we would discount your original purchase agreement from $150,000 to $120,000. So you now have in hand a purchase agreement on that suite for $120,000. So we built into the unit. We protected you three ways. We protected you with the mortgage, we protected you with a discounted price, and we protected you with the buyback on a specific unit. It's getting, we're probably getting more complicated than a telephone call can clearly explain. But the point is that it's clean, it's simple, and it's secure, and it is tax sheltered.
Mm-hmm. Right. So people can invest in this program, or if they want to buy a unit, they can either live or rent out a unit in this area that's going to be probably same story as Queen Street Eats with what happened there in the 90s. Hugh Harry being a pioneer in helping revitalize downtown Toronto, recognized by Toronto Life as one of the city's 10 most important events. That's a pretty awesome achievement. So you've always been a pioneer, and I know you're going to lead the way in Hamilton, in downtown East Hamilton.
Well, it's all about timing, and I'm afraid, David, I have to beg off now. I have to go.
Okay.
I hope people have enjoyed the discussion. We encourage them to check out the website. We encourage them to send their questions to David here, and we will respond.
And don't forget to let Harry know that you heard about it.
Where you heard it.
The call, so you'll get your bonus. You'll get your extra bonus. And Harry, thank you so
All
much
right.
for your time.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
right.
it, and we'll see you in Hamilton.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Okay, bye for now.